Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Goldilocks and the Three Dinosaurs. It's been retold by Mo Willems. And I would like to say, it looks like maybe there is some rebranding going on here to the Goldilocks stories, because I don't think that Goldilocks had three dinosaurs. When I read about her, when I was a little girl, do you think that that's what it was? No, I thought it was three bears, right? Mm-hmm. I'm very confused about what this sort of story is, but let's get right down to it and find out what kind of nonsense goes on. Are you ready for a good time? Say, I'm...
Goo-goo.
Okay, then. So today's story is read by Mommy and...
Max.
All right, you guys, cuddle up. Here we go. Once upon a time, there were three dinosaurs. Papa Dinosaur, Mama Dinosaur, and some other dinosaur who happened to be visiting from Norway. What? What happened to the little baby dinosaur? Oh, well, I guess this is the Norwegian version. One day, for no particular reason, the three dinosaurs made up their beds, positioned their chairs just so, and cooked three bowls of delicious chocolate pudding at varying temperatures. Why? I don't know. But I can tell you that Norway is the gateway to Sweden, according to the calendar in their kitchen.
Oh boy! Said Papa Dinosaur in his loud, booming voice. It's finally time to leave and go to the, someplace.
Where are they going?
I don't know.
Yes, continued Mama Dinosaur. I sure hope no innocent little succulent children happen by our unlocked home while we are, someplace else.
And then the other dinosaur made a loud noise that sounded like a big evil laugh, but was probably just a polite Norwegian expression. Would you like to tell us what that sounds like? Well, that's my dinosaur version of, I don't know. The three dinosaurs went someplace. And we're definitely not hiding in the woods waiting for some unsuspecting kid to come by. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, a poorly supervised little girl named Goldilocks came traipsing along. And just then, the forest boomed with what could have been a dinosaur yelling, "Gotcha!" But I'm pretty sure it was just the wind. Anyways, a loud noise was immediately followed by another loud noise that sounded kind of like, "Be patient, Papa Dinosaur, the trap is not yet sprung." But that could have been a rock falling? Or a squirrel? Either way, Goldilocks was not the type of girl who listened to anyone or anything. So I guess she must have ignored those noises. For example, Goldilocks never listened to warnings about the dangers of barging into strange, enormous houses. So as soon as Goldilocks came across the strange, enormous house, she barged right in. Can I stress the importance of never walking into a house without at least knocking on the door first? Even if it's your home and you're welcome there. You never know who's, like, you never know. Always, always best just to check. Inside, Goldilocks immediately smelled the bowls of delicious chocolate pudding.
Mmm, said Goldilocks. That chocolate pudding smells delicious. If only I could get all the way up to the top of that counter.
But then Goldilocks noticed a very tall ladder that just happened to be there and certainly wasn't left on purpose. Goldilocks climbed up
the ladder and found herself face to face with three gigantic bowls of chocolate pudding. The first bowl of chocolate pudding was too hot, but Goldilocks ate it anyways because, hey, it's chocolate pudding, right? The second bowl of chocolate pudding was too cold, but who cares about temperature when you've got a big bowl of chocolate pudding? Not her. The third bowl of chocolate pudding was just right, but Goldilocks was on such a roll by now that she hardly noticed. I get you, girl. Now soon, Goldilocks was stuffed like one of those delicious chocolate-filled little girl bonbons, which, by the way, were totally not the favorite things in the whole world for hungry dinosaurs. Right? Tired and groggy, Goldilocks noticed three chairs in the living room, so she sat down. She climbed down the ladder and walked out of the kitchen. Now, the first chair was too tall. And the second chair was too tall. But the third chair was too tall. And Goldilocks wasn't going to be able to climb that high just to sit in some chair, so she hiked over to the bedroom. And when she got there, Goldilocks noticed that the beds were also gigantically big. "What's going on here?" groaned the exhausted girl. "The bears that live here must be nuts." And just then, the room filled with a loud, booming noise that was either a passing truck or a dinosaur gloating. "A few more minutes and she'll be asleep. Delicious chocolate-filled little girl bonbons are yummier when they're rested." Now, even a little girl who never listens to anyone or anything had to hear that. We got a problem here, don't we, Goldilocks? So Goldilocks took a minute to stop and think, which was longer than she was used to stopping and thinking.
"Hey,"
she told herself,
"this isn't some bear's house. This is some dinosaur's house."
Now, say what you will about Goldilocks, but she was no fool. As quickly as she could, she ran to the back door and got out of there. And just then a loud plane flew by, which sounded pretty much like a trio of dinosaurs yelling, "No!" or "Charge!" or the Norwegian expression for "Chewy bonbon time." And suddenly, and completely coincidentally, the three dinosaurs rushed through the front door, but they were too late. Goldilocks was gone, and all that was left in the house were three disappointed dinosaurs. And that, according to the book, is the end. What do you mean? What? No. Oh. And the moral of the story is, if you ever find yourself in the wrong story, leave. Because she was in the wrong story, wasn't she? Where was she supposed to be?
With the bears.
Yeah, she was supposed to be with the bears. And the moral for dinosaurs is, lock the back door. Otherwise, she could easily get back out, and that's the worst, isn't it? And I want to go on record for saying one more thing. If you are a child and you are going into someone's home for the very first time, hopefully you have been invited and they are expecting you, and you are not simply barging in randomly to a house of people that you do not know. But furthermore, if you are invited into someone's home, do not eat all the food that is in at the table. Eat your portion, and only after you've been asked to. Do not eat the food that belongs to other people. It is considered rude. Three bowls of pudding. Naughty. Oh, and that is
the end.
The end.